Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
And the
problem
seems
right.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
think good.
Therefore,
I don't
need.
And he made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve it now. The same thing. I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be. But it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy is my cry, Lord.
Have mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh, Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees. Did all I could do. Oh, my good, still would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy I depend.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Daniel, for such a warm, such a warm host. We are delighted to be a part of this great ministry. I just want to give a shout out to all those who originated it and who've been supporting and sustaining it ever since its inception. For this, we ought to be eternally grateful. This morning, we want to encourage you by reminding all of us that we need to avoid being or becoming a reluctant servant. So often, when the church makes strong efforts to involve the entire flock in church work, many are known to say, if I had a talent or a gift, I would gladly get involved. But many fail to realize is that they already have the talent or gift needed to get involved. Consider what you do to make a living. And bear in mind, God would not cast you if he did not think you could do it. When we read 1 Peter 4, there's two basic categories by which we can involve ourselves in the service of the Lord, and that is a speaker or a servant. See, Paul provides with us a narrative from practical living. He tells us, as we look in Romans chapter 12, 1 through 8 in our text on this morning, he tells us that we are obligated to be in a proper relationship with God, the world, self, and the church, and the general society. We are to identify with what, why, and how a Christian living. We are to offer a bodily, dedicated sacrifice because of God's mercy, that God will be pleased if we did. We are to avoid worldly contamination and achieve godly transformation. We want to say that when we talk about reluctant, what do we mean? Reluctant is unwilling, hesitant, or disinclined. But being reluctant as a servant is a paradox because true servants are always willing to serve. Luke 6:46, the writer says, why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? How can we in truthfulness say no, Lord? If anything, we can say yes, Lord. If he's your Lord, he's absolute ruler, governor, controller of your life. See, servant is translated in many ways. It's translated as steward, minister, waiter, attendant, deacon, and originally slave. And the Lord says in Luke 12:42 and Matthew 25, thou good and faithful servant. Now, we know that there's an opposite of good, which is bad, and an opposite of faithful, which is unfaithful. So we know that is possible because the scripture says so. But what is the cause of reluctance? I believe it starts in the mind. Unless our mind is transformed, we will always be at the starting point and we never move where we need to go to. But apprehension. Sometimes we're reluctant because of apprehension, that is fear, or we're afraid or frightened or intimidated by our surroundings. And so we don't get involved. We may be afraid of what people don't think of us as becoming faithful members of the church. We want to be accepted by others. We don't be too religious, nor do we want to be too worldly. So we just stand by and do nothing. But then another cause is apathy. That is being unconcerned or lack of urgency and motivation and disinterested. And then, of course, another cause for reluctance is arrogance, rebellion, conceited, or egotistical. I mean, I don't do that. That's dirty work, and I don't get involved in that. Give me something that I like doing, and you may get me involved. Because all the cures for reluctant attitudes, well, your mind must be right towards God. Your spirit must be right towards the Lord. You and all that you have must be all in for the work of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians, we read that in 2 Corinthians 8:1-5, is that the Macedonians they weren't expected to perform at the level they did when it comes to being generous and helping others. But what the Bible says that they first gave themselves unto the Lord and then to us. So when you're all in, that is your local ministry, when you have really bought into the mission of that local congregation, when you have decided to support the leadership, when you realize that, hey, you want to do your part, you're all in. And if you're all in, there can't be any space, if any, very little space for reluctance, because you realize that you're in this boat together. You know, you can't build one end in a boat relaxing while the other end of the boat is sinking. And you say to yourself, well, at least the hole's not on our end. We have to realize that if the boat goes down, we go down with it. So we got to do our part. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, we're told that we're to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. If we're always abounding, then we can't be reluctant. We want to make progress. We're also reminded in Philippians 2, 12 to 14 that all the success that we really have in our life, we must contribute to God in the first place. It's not us who are successful in and of ourselves. It's God who gives us the strength, the air, the oxygen, and the good health to do it. But we need to consider what we do to make a living. And bear in mind, God will not ask you or task you if you did not think you could do it. Just for a moment, quickly, if you are a salesperson, and this is, I'm trying to eradicate excuses because there are many that people offer, but your career, whatever it may be, provides a great foundation for you getting involved in the ministries of local church. If you by profession are a salesperson, therefore you are a talking persuader, you'll be good at greeting, inviting, teaching, evangelism. You're a counselor, therefore you're a listener and advisor. You'll be good at comforting and crisis intervention and grief work. You're a teacher, therefore you are an instructor and motivator. You'll be good in educating, mentoring, and lesson plan development. If you're customer service, you are a person, people person. You will be do well at greeter, van driver. If you're a medical professional, you are caring and sacrificial. You work well in nursing home ministry, business, providing wellness information. If you're in the food service, you would like to serve people. You'll do well in fellowship meals and home get-togethers. If you're administration, you'll like organization, communication. You do well in clerical, website, and media. If you're in management, banking, finance, all these prepare you to assist the leadership or get involved in church management. If you're in landscaping and housekeeping, all this go hands with building and grounds upkeep. Look, God knows your place in the kingdom. He's preparing you while you're earning a living. You see, it's just like being paid for something that you enjoy doing. See, our secular jobs are to sustain us while we work in the kingdom of Christ. And this is a win-win situation. You must be an able and willing and faithful servant. You cannot be a reluctant servant. So with this words of encouragement today, let us avoid this mindset of reluctance and let it be a willing mind. So someday, the Lord will say to each of us, thy good and faithful servant. Let us pray. First of God, we're thankful for all that you are. We thank you for the health and strength to provide us. We thank you for the air that we breathe, the cars that we drive, and the home we live in. We're so thankful, and we know we're indebted to you. We know we're to repay you. But give us the strength and give us a clear mind, and let us eradicate the idea of being reluctant or unwilling, hesitant, or disinclined to get involved in your program. Your scheme of redemption includes us. We are saved because someone was unreluctant, and they got involved in your planning strategy. Guide us and keep us throughout the day. Everyone have a healthy, wise day in the Lord. This we do pray in your son Christ's name. Amen.